You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I'm Allison Flitter from MLB.com, and I'm here for my weekly chat with Corey Brock, who has been following these Padres around all season long. Corey, we are almost over. Let's just say it that way. It's almost over. But we are in the midst of September, which means that there are a lot of extra players on the roster. And the Padres seem to have a lot of extra players on the roster. So they have more pitchers coming. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with everything. There appear to be more players on the way, and they've already got like 32 other active roster. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're all going to dress. Maybe out in the hallway there. You know what's funny, Allison, and this has little relevance to what we're going to talk about. But you remember the old, the Dodger Stadium visiting clubhouse? They've since renovated.
Yes.
But yeah, how cramped it was. It was kind of like the JV locker room at an old high school, like really small to set the stage or set a scene for the readers. But you know, after September 1st, when the rosters expand, you know, they're trying to find room for all these guys, and terribly difficult, right? And you know, they'd set up what sort of looked like these old milk cartons, these milk crates, you know, those metal ones, like in the middle of the room, and put like masking tape around the bottom to kind of divide these things off for these guys. So they won't quite come to that, but I always got a kick out of it when we went up to LA after September 1st and. You know, here we are in a big league clubhouse, and you know they're using these milk cartons and masking tape to accommodate all the rookies. So,
well, to put this in perspective, I mean, because the Dodgers recently built a new visitors clubhouse at Dodger Stadium, which is actually the area of the actual locker room, so not the entire clubhouse, but the locker room area is actually, I think, smaller than the old one, to where it's almost like you can just maybe fit in like 25 guys, and that's basically it. And it's funny because I come from it from, like, my years covering the Astros, so the Wrigley Field visiting clubhouse in Chicago was the same thing. And so invariably, in September, the Astros would have all these extra call-ups, and they would always play a series at Wrigley, of course. They're in the same division. And it's that same kind of thing where you're just, like, squeezing guys in, and everyone has to share lockers. And it can get a little bit sweaty and unpleasant.
Yeah, there's just like there's no room for these guys to turn around and maneuver. And here they are, especially after games, Allison, on those warm afternoons where these guys are trying to peel off their stinky, dirty, grimy clothes. And of course, we're in there trying to talk to them and trying to make heads or tails of it and give them a little space. And not a real pleasant scene. Yeah, it's kind of like, so you want to be a sports writer, right?
Yeah, especially the one at Wrigley. At least the one at Dodger Stadium is a little logistically, it makes a little bit of sense. The one at Wrigley, it's like, I remember interviewing Roy Oswalt after a game one time and realized that, like, I'm like two steps away from being standing in the middle of the bathroom. So, I don't have a lot of unpleasant memories from my years covering baseball, but that is one of my more unpleasant memories. So,
there you go.
Let's move on from that. You know, I wanted to kind of get your opinion just along those lines because there's been some talk lately, and actually players are starting to say it. And it has nothing to do with, obviously, with the room in the clubhouse. But I believe it was Zach Greinke that said something the other day that this roster expansion has to be revised, that all of these pitching changes and every other batter, they're going with matchups, making four-hour games. It's very boring for the fans. It's very frustrating for the players. And there's been a lot of talk about maybe having, like, okay, for every series you can have 28 guys on your roster. You can have whatever 28 guys you want, but it has to stay those 28 for those three games, and then you can mix it up for the next. What do you think about that? I mean, you cover a team that's not in a division race that's looking at a lot of guys right now. So what do you think that there needs to be a little revision in this?
Yeah, you know, I think this has been talked about for the last few years, but I think this is finally gaining enough traction, whereas it's going to be something that's going to be discussed when they sit down for the next CBA. Yeah, I think we've seen some things come to a head with some very prominent teams and prominent players, creating a fuss about this, and rightfully so. The length of games, the endless pitching changes, and I don't know if I necessarily fault the managers a whole lot because they're dealing with the rules that are in place here, And, Mike Socha, his team's in the throes of a pennant race, or at least trying to get back into one, trying to play some matchups, and I might as well just run these guys out there if I can. Yeah, you're right. I think something probably has to be done there. There's no reason. I think there's a couple teams right now, Allison, that have 38 active players on their roster. I know that, like, as we mentioned in the open there, the Padres have 32, and their circumstances are certainly different. They're not, there's no playoff aspirations here. There's some kind of open auditions essentially for 2016. Completely different scenario. There's a few teams now. I know the Mets, I believe, have 38, and maybe the Angels do as well, if I read that correctly. But you feel bad for those other two guys that are on the 40-man roster who aren't there. They're probably wondering what the heck they've done wrong. But, that's too many. It's just too many, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and I don't know how you justify that.
No, and it seems like it doesn't seem like anybody actually wants it to be in this format, and you wonder why that isn't just coming up at, the meetings that they have every quarter or whatever, that they wouldn't just get together and amend it. But I guess they have to wait for the next CBA, so we can see some changes there. So let's look at the guys who are on the Padres roster, because they have rightfully earned their way on. So a pitcher, Colin Ray, we talked about him not too long ago because he had made his debut and he had pitched very well. It was very exciting. Now he's kind of settled in, and he had a couple of rough starts, but really has come on very recently. Last two starts, just given up a couple of earned runs. So that's got to be pretty encouraging for the Padres to see that.
Yeah, and, he kind of fits the mold of one of those guys who is getting a long look at in terms of is he going to fit into their plans for next year. And, he's a prospect, but in the true sense, this is a guy that turned 25 this year. He pitched in the Futures game. But, he's not, terribly young, I guess. So, I feel like he's as close to being a finished product, more so than some of these other guys, younger guys on the roster. But still, in terms of relative major league experience, not a whole lot there. His sixth start was clearly his best one, and it was an interesting one against the Rockies. And I think we could agree they have some pretty interesting position players in that lineup. He threw more balls than strikes, but threw seven shutout innings, giving up two runs. So what that showed me was, command was iffy at times, but buckled down and made some pretty good pitches at other times. So, and it really benefited from some nice defensive plays, and he pointed that out after the game. And he's getting a chance to kind of cut his teeth and show what he's made of here and work through a few things. And it's a great opportunity for a young pitcher, in addition to other young players on the roster. The sample size is growing. He's probably going to finish up with, 8-9 starts, and the Padres at least will go into the offseason having a decent idea if maybe he fits in their plans for next year. And, in terms of his personal growth, it's helping out as well, because this is the biggest stage, Allison. And if you could pitch here and pitch consistently well, and you could show you can earn a spot, then it's going to give him a big leg up next year in spring training.
And let's talk a little bit about Will Myers just to wrap this up, because he's back off the DL and he's been making some good plays. So I'm sure it's kind of a relief for the team just to see him sort of slipping back into his role and being healthy.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with Will, he played in 35 games to start the year, had issues with the left wrist and had the bone spur removed on the back of the wrist. And so he's missed a lot of time, I think a total of 98 games, but he's been back for a few days. Gone off a little bit of a slow start, but as he said, it's not his timing or his swing. It's more or less his approach for each at bat, and I think that only comes with time. On Sunday we saw him really drive a ball hard with the bases loaded, hooked foul at the last moment, and then of course the other night against the Rockies hit a home run that proved big. So he's starting to find it. I think it was important for him to come back and play some games late in the year for his own peace of mind, I think, and to get some at-bats. But, the way the season will finish up and how much he'll play, he'll probably get about 25 games or so from his DL stint to the end of the season and get a fair amount of at-bats. But this is an important guy, Al. So I know we've we've harped on and on about this, but he was really going good at the time when he got hurt. He's 24 years old. He's a tremendous athlete. You know, he could play center field. He could play left field. He may end up doing so when Justin Upton leaves. He could play first base. I think their fortunes would have been a lot different had he been healthy this year. I'm not going to say they would have been in the playoff hunt, but I certainly think they would have fared a lot better.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting interesting winter for the Padres. And in this division, I'm sorry, but I would not count them out for next year because the Dodgers are kind of winning this thing just by default because the division is kind of weak, quite frankly. So I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye on the Padres. And Corey, thank you very much, and we'll talk more next week.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.